What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. Pastor James Levesque, want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. Not in the studio today, but going to get the devotional out on this beautiful Thursday. Today's devotional is August 4th, Created for Praise. Psalm 102, verse 18, this will be written for the generation to come, that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord. Man, that's so good. Praise is a highway to the throne of God. It realigns our hearts and helps us refocus. From the beginning, God designed us for praise. Often when we're going through hard times, we sing even more praises to God. And the reason for this is because praise, among many other things, is a weapon against the enemy. There is power behind music, which can be either good or bad, depending on the spirit. The effects of praising God are powerful to help us overcome. King Jehoshaphat understood this and even put worshipers in the front lines when he led his army into war. That's 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21. From the beginning, God designed us for praise. We are a people created for praise, for worship, and worship changes the world. God doesn't need it because he already knows how awesome he is, but we need it. We need to be reminded daily of how amazing he is and to declare his lordship over our lives. So take a moment today, every day, to worship and tell him how good he is. Read the outcome of King Jehoshaphat's worship tactic in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22. Praise is a weapon, right? It's such a good word. Because I feel like where you're headed and where God wants you to go, we to go, and where the devil wants us to go could be the difference of praise. You know, when you get a gift from somebody, your natural inclination is to say, thank you so much. Thank you. Man, I appreciate it. Oh, thank you. That's very nice of you. We need to start thanking God before we get said gift or whatever, right? We need to start thanking God for the good times and even the difficult times, right? I think of that song that says, for you are God alone in the good times and bad. Why? He doesn't really give you bad times, but in perceived challenges, right? There's moments in life. It's up and down, up and down. It's in those valley moments that he's still good, right? That he is still amazing. And so the Lord wants you to know today that he is God. And it doesn't matter if you're having a good day, a bad day, you feel high, you feel low. He is God and he doesn't change. And so I feel like a lot of our breakthrough is going to be hinged on our worship, right? Our worship to him. Because he is God and he is worthy to be praised. And, you know, fixing our mind on him, man, it's a weapon. I talked to somebody literally this morning and they were just like overwhelmed. They had a lot of stuff happening at the job and they perceived a lot of things were tough and then stuff going on at the house. And I said, man, it's just your perspective, right? We talked about that a couple days ago. Let's begin to praise God and let's begin to thank him for this, this, and this. And all of a sudden, as we started going around today, talking about really all the blessings that this job was and all the things that God already did and some of the things going on in the family life, all of a sudden you can feel the atmosphere change in the car, because that is what the Lord wants to do. Worship is a weapon, right? Praise God. You are worthy. And I thank you that, and here's something the Lord's been teaching me lately. I'm not bringing you this far for it not to happen. You know what I mean? Like sometimes we go through this journey of faith and we're like, why isn't this working out? No, the Lord wants you to know he didn't bring you this far for it not to happen. He's going to move on your behalf. It's not happening on your timeline. You may not fully understand it. There might be more that God's trying to teach you, but listen, he will come through. I guarantee you. God is God alone. And so today I want you to realize that. I want you to sit back and realize that he didn't bring you this far for it not to work out. That praise will access the destiny of God inside of you. Praise. Praise is a weapon. Praise will access the destiny. And so today, reflect on his goodness. Take a few moments to worship and pray. take a minute to just take a praise break and just say, God, you are worthy. You're overlooking all things for the good. You're going to work this out on my behalf. There is a ram in the thicket. You wouldn't have brought me this far if you're to not happen. You are a God of miracles. And Lord, we thank you that that a miracle is going to take place in and through our life. This is the posture of a Christian. And I'm going to tell you the truth. The difference between people that walk in breakthrough and live in victory and walk in the fullness, manifestation of what God has, and people that are always circling a mountain and never really breaking through, it could be praise. Absolutely. It's focusing on his word, standing firm on the things that he's promised you, and not wavering in those beliefs. God is going to work all things together for the good. I promise you this. It doesn't matter. The areas in your life that you are feeling the most resistance, the areas of your life that you are feeling, you know, the most tension, that is the most conflict internally. That is the area that God is about to break through in your life. Why has it been like this? Because God's about to get some glory. Why is my job situation like this? Because God's about to get some glory. You cannot circumvent this process. You cannot, disqualify yourself from this process by not praising. We have to praise, give him glory, and realize that whatever you're facing today, because we all are, right? There's never a moment that there's a day you're not facing. We're all facing. No matter what you're facing, know that he is working all things out for the good. So Father, today, for everybody listening to the sound of my voice on this Thursday, Lord, I pray that praise would be a weapon, that our eyes would be focused on you, that our words would line up with your heart, that everything we do, we say, we are, is life, that you are leading us and you've empowered us to overcome, and we give you praise and we give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Come on. Love y'all. We'll see you tomorrow.